This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah to bless them, to bless every single one of us, and to grant us the best of the best. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, welcome to this brand new series entitled Verses of Hope and Healing from the Noble Quran. And you and I know that a lot has happened recently on earth. Many people are still struggling, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them comfort and alleviate their suffering. May Allah grant us all alleviation and goodness. Ameen. So I'd like to commence with what some of the scholars consider the first verse of the Quran. And some say it's not the verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, the first verse, but they say that it is to be read before you commence the recitation of the Quran. So here goes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Subhanallah. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Those are the names of Allah. We will get to them. But to start off with Bismillah, the first words of hope and healing. Indeed, the name of Allah. To take the name of Allah whenever you're doing anything, whenever you commence anything. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, anyone who does not take the name of Allah when doing anything of importance will not achieve much from that particular thing. Or, in one narration, it will be cut off from blessings, from goodness. So learn to take the name of Allah no matter what you do. It will give you a lot of comfort. It will heal your broken soul. It will give you lots of hope, because who is Allah? Whose name are you actually taking? You're taking the name of your Maker, the one who is in absolute control of entire existence, the one whom you're going to return to when you close your eyes, the one who is the cherisher, the sustainer, the provider, the protector, the curer. Subhanallah. In the name of Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped, Him alone we worship. Subhanallah. So when we take the name of Allah, we would definitely be blessing whatever we're about to do or the situation we're in. Even when you're about to eat, we're taught to say Bismillah, in the name of Allah. The one who provided us this food, the one who is the owner of the solutions of the difficulties and hardship that I am going through or that I may face, the one who's designed my entire life. So, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. My brothers and sisters, that in itself has a lot of goodness. But on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to focus on two of His qualities, both extracted from the quality of mercy. One is the especially merciful, and the other is the merciful, the encompassing merciful, who encompasses everything. So when you say Rahim, it is especially merciful. The special mercy of Allah descending upon those who actually believe in Allah. So the believers, there is a special mercy for them. That is Ar-Rahim. It is depicted in the quality Ar-Rahim. Allah has mercy on the believers. That is a special type of mercy. Imagine the hope that we achieve knowing that there is a special mercy designated for me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of Allah, whose mercy encompasses me, and not just me, but everything. Subhanallah. So this is why you hear Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim in the same verse This is actually a verse of Surah An-Naml, but whether or not it is a verse of every surah, there is difference of opinion among the scholars, with the vast majority saying it is not a verse of every surah, but it is a verse of Surah An-Naml, and it is to be repeated whenever you're doing something of importance. One of the most important things you could be doing is the recitation of the Quran. So therefore, we seek Allah's protection from Shaitan the accursed, which is also a powerful point of healing. Every time you're reading the Quran, Allah says, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ أَوْ فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Whenever you are reading the Quran, you should seek the protection of Allah from Shaitan the accursed. That's in order to heal your heart. Without the contamination of the devil, your heart will heal, and definitely you will be able to achieve much more. Allah will protect you from shaitan. That's a lot of hope in there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly protect us from all that which is harmful. So, to start off with this beautiful, beautiful verse, which, like I said, according to the majority, is not part of every surah or the beginning of every surah, but still, to start off with it, in anything, in everything that is of any form of importance, is actually the root of all goodness. Because to put Allah, who is the root or the creator, you know, the root of all goodness is definitely Allah as well. So to start off with His name would be to start off with this beautiful, beautiful proclamation that I am starting in the name of my Lord who made me, the one in control, the one whom I'm going to return to. So my brothers and sisters, never forget to say the name of Allah on everything that you want to do that is of importance. Bismillah. In the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So in it, there is a lot of cure. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, we have revealed in this Quran that wherein which there is cure and mercy for the believers. A lot of cure. So when you're fulfilling what Allah has asked you to fulfill, you will achieve a lot of hope because you are doing what Allah has asked you to do. Let's move on, my brothers and sisters, to Surah Al-Fatiha, seeing that our time is restricted, but we're not going to miss any of the points here in Surah Al-Fatiha especially. Here goes where Allah says in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah. Imagine the beginning of this Quran starts off with all praise is due to Allah. Praise is due to Allah upon good conditions that we know. But what about upon bad conditions? So we're taught still praise Allah. He's in control. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah upon all conditions. And for this reason, on the day of judgment, a caller is going to call out to say, where are those who used to praise Allah upon all conditions? And when they will be called out, they will be told to enter Jannah before everyone else. Subhanallah. So praise Allah. In it, there is a lot of hope. Hope that I'm going to be entering paradise before everyone else because I'm praising Allah. And in it, there is a lot of healing because even in a bad condition, I'm praising Allah. Praise Allah when you're going through difficulty and see what happens. Alhamdulillah. Things could have been worse. I thank Allah. I praise Allah. Why? Because He is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Lord of the worlds. He created me and everything in existence was created solely and only by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no partner with Allah in creation, subhanallah. So this is why when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we achieve a lot of comfort. We repeat this in every prayer. Your prayer is not valid without this verse and this surah being recited in it, because wallahi, there is hope and healing in this specific verse and the surah and the Quran at large. And this is why we're talking about it. What problem do you have? Thank Allah. Remember, He is the Lord of the worlds. Turn to Him. He is the most merciful. Take His name, subhanallah. Look at the power of just the beginning. We haven't even started, my brothers and sisters. And we can see the Quran is filled with verses of hope and healing. No matter what you're going through, take it in your stride. Allah is the greatest. Allah says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Once again, he repeats these qualities in Surah Al-Fatiha, the second verse. The quality of the merciful, especially merciful. Subhanallah. And the mercy that encompasses everything. Two different types of mercy. He has a specialized mercy for those who believe. So have hope in Allah. When things are going wrong according to you, remember they are going right according to Allah. Ultimately, what do you want, O believer? You want paradise and you want to be able to survive your life on earth. And inshallah, with a little bit of comfort. May Allah grant us comfort, goodness, healing and hope. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, we must thank Allah that He revealed to us the most amazing word, because it is His word, the word of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from His goodness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين.